In addition to Christmas and Hanukkah being celebrated in the coming week, many will be celebrating the African-American holiday of Kwanzaa, held December 26 through January 1st. Kwanzaa was started in 1966 by Dr. Manuela Karenga, a professor at the California State University in Long Beach, California. The seven-day celebration encourages people to think about their African roots as well as their life in present-day America. The word Kwanzaa means the first fruits. The holiday is based on African festivals and embraces seven principles: Umoja, Kujichagulia, Ujima, Ujama, Nia, Kumba, and Imani. That is, unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. I can't think of a better person to embody and express these principles than the great jazz artist Mary Lou Williams. Born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1910, Mary Efreda Scruggs learned about spirituals and ragtime literally on her mother's knee. From the age of four, she astonished her family and neighbors with her piano playing. Claiming never to have received a formal lesson, she taught herself by listening closely to other musicians, then working out at the keyboard what she had heard. By the age of 10, she performed publicly in Pittsburgh, where she was reared, and sat in with visiting bands whenever possible. At the age of 15, Mary joined a band led by saxophonist John Bearcat Williams, whom she married in 1926. She played, composed, and arranged. Jazz greats such as Benny Goodman, Earl Hines, Louis Armstrong, Tommy Dorsey, Duke Ellington, and Dizzy Gillespie performed her arrangements. In 1942, Williams formed a combo with trumpet player Shorty Baker, her second husband, and became prominent on the New York scene. In 1945, she led a short-lived all-women's ensemble. And then, after a brief stint as staff arranger for Duke Ellington, Williams established herself as a soloist and trio player and toured at home and abroad. She worked constantly as a performer and composer and ultimately as a teacher, notably at Duke University, until her death in 1981. Toward the end of her life, critics, scholars, and jazz lovers recognized her stature as a musician and her authority as a participant in much of the history of jazz. In addition, Williams served as president of her own recording company and established and guided the Bel Canto Foundation, a charitable organization dedicated to helping needy musicians. Both her piano playing and her compositional style were unusually broad in scope. She wrote more than 350 works. Firmly grounded in spirituals, ragtime, the blues, and swing-era style, she kept embracing new ideas and was one of the few musicians who successfully made the musical transition from swing to the modern era. In 1945, she wrote a 12-movement work, The Zodiac Suite, which was performed by members of the New York Philharmonic and the composer at Carnegie Hall. After her conversion to Catholicism in the mid-1950s, Williams often used her gifts for composition as a form of religious expression. Her most celebrated work in this sphere is Mary Lou's Mass, written in 1969 for jazz combo and solo vocalists, which was commissioned by the Vatican, written in Rome, and choreographed by Alvin Ailey. We're going to hear two movements from it now, Praise the Lord and Gloria, in an instrumental version played by the composer at the piano with Milton Suggs on the bass and Tony Waters playing conga.